here's my father and here's my mother. And they're not put in chronological order. It just happened that they got placed within two hands of each other. The room we're sitting in is a chapel. And as you look around, you see virtually every wall is filled with the names of those who have passed away. And the way this remembrance takes place is because we follow a lunar calendar, the synagogue keeps track of the Yahrzeit anniversaries. And a notification comes in and alerts you that your mother, your father, whoever, is going to have a Yahrzeit on a particular day. And so we come actually on the Jewish anniversary to remember a loved one. And typically, this remembrance takes place over a 24-hour period. You see, if you look in this room, there are a few lights on. Right before sundown, we turn on the little lights. And when you walk in, you will find your loved one, the illumination. Light is one of the most important symbols in the Jewish religion because the story of humanity begins with, and God said, and let there be light, and there was light. And so wherever we find light, we have the aspect of wisdom and knowledge and moving forward. And so these plaques symbolize more than just the passing of the person. They symbolize the desire on the part of the survivor to represent the deceased in the way that they would have wanted us to live our life. It was kind of interesting. My father died very young, at age 51. And my mother lived to her 90s. And Dad is buried here. But my mother moved to California. And she was buried in California next to her brother, her sister. Perhaps the most holy of objects in all of Judaism would be the Torah. If you were to ask members at large what the second most priceless object would be, it would be the Yahrzeit plaques, almost certainly, because what it represents is their history with the synagogue. Their parents, their uncles, their aunts, all manner of families, they're on these walls. And you know, there's something remarkably comforting for me to look at this wall and see my mother and my father 12 inches apart, something that they didn't have in life, but they will have it here for eternity.